Good afternoon. I guarantee that whatever you're talking about out there is probably a lot more interesting than what we're going to talk about, but we've got to get going. So thank you. I'd like to welcome everyone to Mesa City Council study session for Monday, March 7th, 2011. We'll start today's meeting with the first item on the agenda, which is to review tonight's agenda. Items 3A through 3D. Items 4A through 5B. I will slow down. I thought computers were supposed to help us to be more efficient.
You have to know how to use them.
That's it.
It's the operators?
Yeah. We'll show Mr. Richards how to load that up for
you. Well, okay.
It was.
Okay, items 4A through 5B. Items 6A through 9A. Okay. All right. The next item on the agenda is to acknowledge receipt of minutes of various boards and committees. We have a motion by the Vice Mayor, second by Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Hear reports on meetings and or conferences attended.
Already?
Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Mayor, I attended a meeting earlier this week of a newly formed Mesa Preservation Foundation, and they're working with the owners of the Starlight Motel to restore the Diving Lady, and they're having some great response from the community. One of the Diving Ladies has already been fixed and restored, and they're looking to partner, hopefully, with Fiesta Mall to be able to display the restored Diving Lady there so the public can see it and enlist further public help and support. But I want to compliment Councilmember Finter for helping the foundation along in that regard. So stay tuned for more on that.
I'm glad the Diving Lady is restored. That is good. Anything else? Okay, Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just reminded Council, we have study session this Thursday, and that will be followed by an audit and finance committee meeting.
I'm sorry, we forgot two very important things. We forgot Vice Mayor Summer's birthday on Saturday, and a little point of personal pleasure, I have a new voter in District 5, my son turned 18. He was already doing a campaign speech for me at his birthday party, although I'm not running for anything. It's very, very fun.
You're assuming he will vote for you.
Of course he will. We still pay for the car insurance. You know how that is.
I don't think we want to go into any possible connection between those two events.
No, I'm kidding.
But happy birthday to the Vice Mayor and to your son. Which son was
Sean.
This? Sean. Good.
Thank you. And I think we did a really fun thing this afternoon. Myself and my fellow council members, Vice Mayor and the Mayor, and Kyle Jones all had the opportunity to throw out eight of us simultaneously the first pitch at the baseball game today. And we all did extremely well. Of course, I had a trainer for about 10 days. I had a pitching coach that helped me get it over the plate and not hit anybody. Because my greatest fear was lobbing a ball at a multi-million dollar player in the face and he's out for the rest of the season. But that did not happen. So we did very well.
That's why they gave you a rookie.
No, is it? It'd be great. I mean, mine went over the plate. That's all I care.
No, nice and thank you fastball. to the Chicago Cubs and also to those who were instrumental in helping us to work with the voters to get their approval overwhelmingly last November of the Proposition 420. And that was a celebration. It is something to celebrate. This community has been very good to us as a council over the last 2.5 years, and has really stepped up and and shown faith and confidence, and we do not take this lightly. I mean, I think I can speak on behalf of all of us that we appreciate the support, but we also understand the responsibility that goes with that. And so this was a little celebration for that, and we recognize that wasn't the end. That was sort of just it's another beginning, another chapter in what will be a process that will take a couple more years. I think we're moving quickly toward naming an architect for the stadium, and that should be coming out fairly soon now. And contractors not far behind that. Before you know it, we're going to be breaking ground. So exciting things. Okay, anything else? Councilman Richens.
I forgot. There was just one thing. Lehigh Days was held this past Saturday, and it was a really, really fantastic event. I think they sold 2,200 meals down there. It gives you an indication of how big the crowd was. But I was really proud of my son, who rode a calf. Bucked him right off the side of it, but he had a good time with that. But it was a really well-done event. I just wanted to compliment the residents of Lehigh on the great job that they did with Lehigh Days. Really a great family-friendly event. Wish it could be expanded, but they're a little squeezed for space down there. But big, big kudos to Lehigh for a great event this past Saturday.
Good. Thanks for bringing that up. Fun times. Okay. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak?
Request, Mayor.
All right. Have motion adjourned from Councilmember Higgins. Have a second from Councilmember Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. We'll see you upstairs. Thank you.